From the best-selling Heroes of History series, Emerald Books presents Davy Crockett, Ever Westward, by Janet and Jeff Benge. Read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles from this outstanding series that brings history to life, please visit heroesthenandnow.com or call 800-922-2143. Note to readers. Most people today know David Crockett by the more popular Davy Crockett. However, the name Davy was not used until after David Crockett's death and is often associated with the myths and legends that grew up around him. For historical accuracy, the authors refer to him throughout this book as David Crockett. Chapter 1. Across the World. David Crockett stared at the Baltimore waterfront. He had never seen anything like it before in his life. What attracted his attention most were the ships. As a small boy, he had heard about such vessels and imagined them to be like floating wagons. The ships were much bigger, bigger than any building he'd seen back home in Tennessee. There were so many of them, he thought he could leap from one to the other. He loved the billowing white sails of the ships heading in and out of the harbor, and he imagined himself setting sail for a far-off land. David spent hours wandering around the waterfront, staring at ships. As he watched a boy climb the rigging of a 3-mast schooner, he wondered about going to sea himself. Surely someone would hire a strong, hard-working 14-year-old like him. David saw a sailor sitting on a barrel, taking a break from unloading cargo.
"Excuse me, sir," he said. "Can you tell me how I could get hired onto a boat?"
"Call it a ship, lad," the sailor replied, not unkindly. "That will up your chances right away. You look like a candidate for a cabin boy. You ever been to sea?"
"Well, not yet," David replied.
"Now, that's the right attitude. If you're willing to work, try that sloop over there." The sailor pointed to a ship farther down the dock. "Ask for the captain. Tell him Jock sent you. The ship's bound for London in the morning with a cargo of beaver pelts, and they need a cabin boy for the voyage."
"Thank you,"
David said as he headed toward the ship the sailor had pointed to. Soon David was aboard the sloop, telling the captain he wanted the job of cabin boy.
"How old are you, lad?"
the captain asked with a frown.
14, sir,"
David replied.
"What about your parents? Do you have their permission to sail the high seas?"
"I've been on my own for a while now," David said,
trying to sound casual about the matter.
"My ma and pa are all the way back in Tennessee and gave up any claim on me when I left."
"You're sure about that? No one is going to come after me if I take you on."
"Well, no, sir," David replied. "I don't have to answer to anyone."
"All right, then. You're hired on," the captain said. "Be back on board by nightfall, and I'll show you your duties. You'll have to look lively and catch on fast. We sail on the dawn tide."
David walked back down the gangplank, basking in his good fortune. He was now a ship's cabin boy. In the morning, he would be sailing out of Baltimore Harbor for London. What an adventure! This would be better than anything he could have imagined as a small boy. Who knew what lay ahead for him? By tomorrow night, America would be far behind. David wondered whether he would ever again see Tennessee or his family who still live there. What would they think when they discovered he had made it all the way across the world to England? Would his father even care? David's thoughts drifted back to his family and the eastern Tennessee landscape.